isn't that great? Isn't that great? Wow, that's great. Well, we do that all the time, you know. Right? Oh, I know that. I just wanted to see what your advice was, because, you know, we couldn't have a hell of it. Not our money, it's yours. Okay. All right. I have a thought that I've mentioned before, that I do think that maybe here what we miss is occurring kind of thing that you might work on. I got this crime speech out and so forth. And the great here we are doing some rather significant things, but what makes people remember something is a name for it. Like the Queen Era, the Sage Street Center. And in our period, we've never had anything except the new federal. Nobody gives one shit about it. And by God, put the whole crew to work. You can, Sapphire, and McCurry. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Yeah. And then we have
a legislative package or something we can put a name on.
Oh yeah, we're sending down a request to the Congress to enact campus punishment.
Does that wrap into a package that we can call the
It's enacted, right? It's basically a revision of the criminal code. And so that it can be done, they can do it. We can just get our, you don't want to give a crap. I don't expect much, but you never know.
You never know.
You never know about what, if they start getting this forever. If they start thinking about it. I am convinced the more I read things and everything, so I did some more work in that crime thing myself, is that there is a need, there's a need for somebody above or between her and me who is a phrase maker, editor kind of a person. They're just fine where he is, but you see, it's a matter of fact, John would be well advised to cut his schedule down in a way that he could spend. I made 2 or 3 changes. And it's John totally approved of it. We're fine, but like, for example, they had it for the criminal penalty. They didn't have it anything for cop killers, so I put that in. And John got charged here like this, that just strikes me as concerned. But I also had a, I put in a phrase, the crime is colorful. There's several things to get over there. I really feel that John could spend more time on just sitting down and editing, not subjects, editing. But that isn't really the answer. But basically, he's not his job either. He's a damn good subject man. With a good flair. But you know, if you imagine what fun, though, a good wordsman Smith would have with this sort of thing. You get to speak, in other words, you wouldn't have to think about what the substances are all about. I could do it if I had the time, believe me. If I had a day, they've got days to do this sort of thing. You just sit and think. You think of ways to slow down, I said. I think back, for example,
a guy like you, Scott, yeah, could do it. I mean,
yes, sir.
Those things that, I mean, if you would sit and go over these, he'd see a half a dozen engineers.
I mean, this guy kind of thing. But I wanted to tell you that I was, I'm glad we had a cabinet meeting this morning. It's useful. But I was going to tell you that I remember the Eisner cabinet meetings. They were the Dallas cabinet, I think. But they have, this cabinet is lucky. They are miniature English. They all got to hear something and so forth. So I didn't just listen to
not saying he missed them, but making the points that you see in the record.
That it hit the record is 1, 2, 3, 4. And by the time, of course, that's my job. But there ought to be one man in there that does exactly that. Now, Scully was good.
Yeah.
Scully was good bringing the fact that 45 seconds was on. Thank God he said that. I'm glad. I'm glad the domestic council got it right. Boy, you're so right. He's so right. All there is. But that was an interesting meeting for those guys. But they all go back and burble to their wives about it.
Well, not just that, but it was also useful.
Oh, sure. I know.
There was something to it that they could get something out of and do something about it. Plus, it laid the groundwork for getting other people to follow up. It had the advantage of saying, instead of just everybody briefing everybody and then yawning and going back to their offices.
Or like the dog and pony show, man. Both of you to go to Russia.
Afghanistan or something.
You see, this thing was a phenomenon. You may have to have it. This thing provided enormously fruitful basis for the discussion. You realize that another thing, too, is that it allowed me to give them really tell them how to write the speech. So we can say, come on out, talk a little about this, bring the other, stick the crying needle in. Rather than just that, if we had stopped with John's presentation, which was excellent, if we had stopped there, we'd have the dullest, most deadly goddamn speech you could ever imagine.
Yeah. You can't do that. They would have taken those sheets and gone out with the facts and said, you can't do this because. But they worked up, they out of that came a few little useful type ones that they don't have to have in speeches, but can have sort of in their store of knowledge that, you know, we've doubled the spending for human stuff.
Or that they're not asking the right question. The right question, are you willing to pay more taxes for education? Are you willing to pay more taxes for this and that?
Yeah. Both of them.
Are you willing to have your family budget, the prices and so forth?
Well, you're putting it back to the family, because everybody knows exactly what you're talking about. Take a vote at the family.
Everybody for the bicycle.
Did everybody have an advisor?
Well, they don't want the old man to go have a check box.
Or should we quit eating dinners so that we can buy them?
Give up one meal a day. It seems to me, I don't know what you feel this way, certainly true in security council, Agnew's contributions are.
Critiquing Roger's thing on saying you shouldn't say that because it implies that it's in the agreement.
You didn't know.
She says it is in the agreement. Of course, he has the agreement there. It finds it major. So then Agnew retrenches and says, well, you know, I never was, but I didn't know it. Yeah, so it didn't.
It wasn't that I was really so concerned about it.
Just his negative.
A whining negative.
Yeah.
Well,
he always went with a problem that instead of
never get in and said, gee, this is a great thing and I'm ready to charge and I hope everybody backs everybody else up. But he sits there and whines, God damn it. He'll never be able to leave. Never. You can't do it. You can't imagine Conley whining or Rocky.
That's right.
They'd all leave. You cannot. The guy can't beat up Randy afterwards and say, geez, we're making it. Tyre and I always used to find out that I was the huge maturity of the cabinet. I wasn't. God damn it, ain't all that bad.
That's my job.
Instead of the chief critic, you could be the cheerleader in there.
Hey, public.
Yeah, the criticism, you gotta get to the guy that's working on that and say this isn't right.
Yeah.
We'll see. All in all, for a while. Crime people worry to be hard, tough as hell.
He's a nice guy.
Tell me on anything new that I need to know about appointments.
There's the whole ambassador question, which we're still at.
Yeah.
took out, in a sense, as far as financial contributing, we took some away. We took away, we said we wanted two blacks. We said we wanted two lady people. We said we wanted a couple Spanish.
I have the State Department of maybe those.
Well, but they're non-career. The way they look at it is either a foreign service or they're not. They're not foreign service.
Well, that's the State Department to give us a black.
And they're, well, they can't do that.
That's what I do.
They're reluctant to appoint any more non-career types than the 40. They have career people now assigned to some of the what used to be non-career type posts that are plumps, like Iceland and Malta, Yugoslavia, and Venezuela. And so that opens, in other words, shift to other countries, which are harder to get people for, like Indonesia and Malaysia and Afghanistan, to make them vote because they don't want to go and because there are problems there that they can't handle for non-career type. So we get no problem on that. Then we have a bunch of holdovers that we've kept on. And we have some other damn good posts that we've given to, in a sense, career types, although they're partly non-career, like Greek going to Australia, and Strauss who pay with people in Belgium, and Irwin is in France, and Moran in India, and Elton around, Volga, around Spain, and Condor in Turkey. So we get down to a problem. And without going into the names and numbers, if we want to cover our whole thing, we're trying to work out the stand. We had 28 contributors who were going to try to place. And that, incidentally, that poses a very great problem for Stans, because he has 35 contributors on his priority list. And he's agreed to defer 10 of them, so that gets us down to 25.
For the next 2 years. For all these I've diverted to others
rather than the company. But then the next problem is if you take the 25 out of the 40, we don't have enough seats. We only have 19 seats
per lawyer. Well, you take some out of the State Department of people.
And so we have to exceed, if we're going to do that, we exceed our guideline and go to 47 non-career types. And if we're going to do that, we're going to have to hit Bill because believe personnel guys are going to work for them. I'm going to have to say we're going up to 47. He's going to strongly resist that. Otherwise, we've got to go to a prioritizing standards, which I also think we've got to do.
Yeah.
So we boil down that there's some of them, like
Strauss-Fay won't do
them. Well, Strauss-Fay doesn't do us any good, except I was soft to the conservatives. I think we ought to tell him he's going to leave, and I think we ought to tell Rivero in Spain, who also doesn't do it.
Rivero should go.
That in the fall, we're going to move him out.
That's right.
And we'll tell Stans that he's going to get,
correct.
You know, those are two we got coming up.
Right. Or just say at the end of the year.
Okay.
Well, just say right. At the end of the year, they've got till the end of the year, and they're going to be losing. Strauss will pay us to go. We don't need him at all. Rivero can go. He's too old anyway.
Rivero does us some good with the Spanish team.
Not at all.
Mexican name.
Not at all.
But it doesn't.
Not another Spanish people.
All right. All right,
good.
Then we've got some that we've got to keep because they're, you know, like the
Crow.
Animal family, you're going to change later. And
Crow.
Some of those.
Crow and more.
Now we've got one. The State Department wants to appoint Thomas Byrne, who is a career officer, as an ambassador. He has a labor background and he's strongly pushed by me. So I think we ought to go with that and call that one of our liberties.
That one text gives us a...
It doesn't come out of the non-career
girl.
All right. I think maybe we can push that with a black somewhere.
Anybody? Yeah.
Working. No, he's not black.
No, I want you to tell Bill that for a non-career there to give us one black now.
All right.
That I want a career black ambassador. Is that clear?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of
blacks. All right. Well, that's all. Just so I've got a couple of blacks on the cover.
And,
good.
Then we'll sort of fight through the other ones and mark them down. I think that's all we can do. And that's where that is.
I have every expectation of Strauss and Fay leaving the other. Let's say at the end of the year, they should be told now that they're going to have to make new one.
Okay. Well, that was
that
one. We do that.
That gives you two marks. And Byrne gives you three marks.
And you asked about Manolo's pay. And just so you know, he and Pina are both paid out of the residence appropriation and paid out of government funds. It's a special appropriation for maintenance of the residence. It's administered by the Interior Department, but it's a not other direct approach.